Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're talking this week about the idea of complementary skill sets. And so when we talk through this, you know, one of the things we have to look at is partnerships. When we discuss partnerships in business, you want to choose someone as your partner that brings something that you can't. And if it's a lower value skill, then you may want to consider hiring someone as opposed to bringing someone on as a full partner or even a junior partner. So here's an example. If you're taking on a new business endeavor, and let's say you're not a numbers person, you might actually hire a bookkeeper to compensate for those deficiencies. And that idea of hiring a bookkeeper could end up being a better decision than bringing a CFO on as a full partner. Because once you bring a partner on, that means not only are you giving up equity, you're also potentially giving up control. And in the case of an equal partner, you're also setting yourself up for potential conflicts down the road. So it's always interesting when you look at bands, right? I'm a huge rock and roll fan, as I've suggested many times before. And if you look at rock music, you see all these different bands had these histories of conflict, whether you're talking about The Who or The Rolling Stones or The Eagles. It's hard to come up with a band that doesn't have a lot of internal conflict. And as a result of that conflict, very often they end up breaking up. They sometimes get back together, but some cases they just break up and never get back together again. But there's one band that is incredibly successful in terms of the financial side of things, and they make their money mostly through touring. And if you look at least in the last decade or two, Bon Jovi has been the most successful live act in terms of generating revenue. And these guys have been together for decades, and they still manage to effectively keep things going. And I'm convinced that the reason that it's worked so well for them is that this band is not a partnership at all. What happens is John Bon Jovi, it's his band, and the other band members are employees of his. So if for some reason people aren't getting along, he has the ability to change out members if he wants to. And it happened with a guy named Richie Zambora a couple of years ago. Weren't getting along. There were some problems. He brought somebody else in, right? And that's the end of the situation. I mean, and so when you think about a band, typically they're all equal partners. In this case, it wasn't. So the conflict not only is lessened because there is one clear leader, but if there is a problem, it can be dealt with. And again, you just get a very different dynamic in this case than you would in a true partnership. So I want you to think about that as you progress, as you're looking at business opportunities. Do you truly need a partner, or do you just need someone that has skills that you don't have? And if so, could you hire that person as opposed to bring them on as a partner? If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving in a direction you want to go in life. And by getting here each day, you know, my goal is to keep you on that path towards getting where you want to go. Just commit to getting here. It's a few minutes a day, and that's all it takes. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about what to do if you do choose to move and bring on a full partner and how to deal with it and some things to think about. But for today, I just want you to think about this idea of a partnership. Sometimes it makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. If you can avoid bringing on a full partner and giving up equity and giving up control, it may make sense to do it. If you want to take a deeper dive, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.